They picked me up. They picked me up like this, took me to my seat. In the middle of 18, Tower of Zechonu Levracha.
That's why they
win.
You tell the story with the socks? You tell the story with the socks?
This was a lot.
But what?
Was
an Orthodox guy?
With your permission, Shana Tova. Yom Kippur is coming. As we said on Rosh Hashanah, in the Tfilah, in the Kiddush, we're going to say Yom Kippur. But it's not only Hashem Elokim, it's Yom Kippurim Maze, Yom Tamikra Kodesh Haze. מחילה, סליחה וחפרה, זכר ליציאת מצרים. מרדכי, אנשי כנסת הגדולה, when they decided to put the סידור together, they wanted us to know that יום כיפור is to remember Egypt. And the question is, what יום כיפור has to do with Egypt? נושא שולחן ערוך, a custom. People should stand the whole Yom Kippur if they could on the feet. It's like the angels. Angels never, don't have, Gemara says, don't have a spring in the knees. They cannot sit down. Agleim regel yishara, the Navi says. And therefore, says Shulchan Aruch, you should try. Likewise, says Shulchan Aruch, we don't eat, we don't drink, like angels. We try to be like angels. Some people try to wear white clothing on Yom Kippur, like the angels are white. The question is, what does it mean exactly? A person thinks this is an angel because he doesn't eat and doesn't drink, and I stand on Yom Kippur as an angel. Can it be an angel? It's illusion. A person thinks like this, really, that he's going to be an angel in Yom Kippur. What's going to be after Yom Kippur? It becomes a person again. What does it mean? He wants to be an angel. Just by standing, you're not going to be an angel. As well, Chachamim tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yom Kippur, a day of forgiveness. Says the Gemara, because that's the day so-called Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I forgive Am Yisrael for the sin of the golden calf. Actually, that forgiveness really doesn't say in the Torah after Yom Kippur. Actually, it says in the Torah after the spies came back and Hashem was upset at us and wanted to kill us. And Moshe prayed to Hashem and Hashem told Moshe, Salachti kidvarecha. This really happened after Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, not on Yom Kippur. Chachamim, the Gemara applies it to Yom Kippur as well. Since Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and forgives us, so Hashem decided that from that year on, Yom Kippur is going to be the day of forgiveness. But actually, the way the Gemara tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu already, Rosh Chodesh Elul, was notified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he forgives us. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, go downstairs, get tablets, come upstairs, stay with me, I'm going to rewrite on the tablets, on the Luchot, whatever was written in the first Luchot. And then Moshe stayed in Shamayim, and after 40 days Moshe came down with the Luchot. But really, in the Torah, it doesn't say in the text that Hashem at that time said, I forgive them. Chachamim applies it, but really, that application should have been on Rosh Chodesh Elul. This is why we say Slichot from Rosh Chodesh Elul, not because we start to say Slichot, because on Rosh Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told Moshe Rabbeinu, I forgive them. So go downstairs and give me a new tablet, I'm going to rewrite, so it means Hashem forgives you already. And nevertheless, Chachamim said, no, Yom Kippur was designated Yom Slicha Mechila Kapara. That day, so-called Hashem forgave us by giving Moshe Rabbeinu the tablets. And also the question is, what does it mean, the tablets? So of course, the explanation means since the first tablets Moshe broke, and now Hashem is ready to replace them, even though it's not the same. But it means Hashem waived the sin. But it's not true. It's not true. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu after we did the golden calf, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't waive the sin. And actually the Gemara says that every sin and every difficulty the person has, there's some percentage of the sin and the difficulties from the golden calf. Hashem never waived it. It's not true. Never. The opposite, in the text Hashem says, Hashem says in the text, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, I wanted to kill all of them, but because you pray to me, I will hold down to it. He says in the Torah, Hashem says, I'm holding down. It's going to be another episode, then I'm going to do it. And then after the spies came back, Hashem was upset. Then Hashem said, okay, now finish Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm done. Hashem only agreed not to vanish all of Israel in a second. He said, okay, this can take 40 years, and every year 15,000 and change. Actually, the Gezerah really was a continuation of the golden caps. Hashem never waived it. So what does it mean? Hashem said, Tzarachti kedvarecha, I forgive. When? On the golden calf? Why? By giving the tablets? He says, no, Torah, it's not true. Torah says, no, Hashem never forgave you. Hashem delayed. Maybe it means Hashem at the time just waited. Hashem was on a hold. Hashem paused. But doesn't say Hashem waved, Salachti. It's a different concept. It's something else. But reading the text doesn't say that. Also, the Mishnah says, if you remember, the two best days of the year is Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. The best day. The Gemara says, what's so great about Yom Kippur? The Gemara says, Slicha Mechila Kapara, Hashem gave us the second tablets. So what has to do with us, this Yom Kippur? So Hashem gave us tablets at that time. And again, this is not something to be proud of. Because actually the first tablets were broken because of us. So, can you imagine somebody breaks something in his house and then he goes and he replaces it with a new item. I said, he's going to make a holiday. He says, I got a new item. He says, why did you break out the first one? If you would not have broken the first one, then you don't need the next one. The Luchot got broken because he didn't behave. I said, here we have a new Torah. I said, where's the old Torah? The old Torah, you know, got broken. So why did it break? Because I didn't behave. So how can you celebrate such a thing? It's embarrassment. Like somebody comes out of jail, he's making a party out of jail. I said, excuse me, why did you go to jail? You put in jail, probably you're a criminal. So coming out to be embarrassment. I know somebody came out of jail, wanted to make a party. And he went to Chaim Kanievsky, Chaim Kanievsky, party? Why a party? The guy came out of jail, what's a party? He wasn't innocent. He admits he did something wrong, he was put in jail. So what is this? What do you mean you praise yourself, you make a holiday? What do you mean? Got new tablets, when you got red old tablets. You, because of you, it got broken. So thank God, Baruch Hashem, it's not a very happy day. He said, listen, this is the day of Baruch Hashem. But you say it's second or the first best day of the year. What is it all about? So we say in Tefillah, the last bracha in Shemoneh, Lesim Shalom, but it's the Gaonim edit. It's not the time of the Chanester. Those four sentences that we had two in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei and two at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Zochenu L'chaim, Mechamocha, Kotveinu B'Sefer HaChaim, Chotov L'chaim Tovim, B'Sefer HaChaim, this is the Gaonim edit, about 1200 years ago. In the old Sidurim, they didn't have it. So in Sim Shalom, they decided to add this B'Sefer HaChaim, in the book of Chaim, רחב ושלום, פרנסה טובה. צורות טובות, ישועות וחמות, נזכר ונכתב. It should be remembered, it should be written לפניך. לפניך, in front of you. אומרים לפניך. ask הקדוש ברוך הוא, to write it. לפניך, בספר חיים, רחב ושלום, פרנסה טובה, נזכר ונכתב. אנחנו, we should be written, should be remembered. לפניך. What do you mean in front of you? What is it in front of you? Maaseh Chachamim like this. The word Yom Kippur, really, if somebody wants to know what is really Kapara means. What do we mean Kapara? What do you mean Kapara? Forgiveness, I know. What does it mean, the word Kapara? What's the Hebrew translation of the word Kapara? What is this? What is this really? The Gemara says, Kapara means, the first time it says, the Torah Kapara. Where does it say first time? The Gemara says, Rashi brings it to Chumash. That Yaakov Avinu came out of Laman's house, he's going to meet Esau. And he's sending him a present. So the text reads, Ulay HaChapara Fanav, Vamincha HaOlechet Lefanai. Maybe it says Achapra Fanav. Achapra, I forgive, Fanav. What does it mean? So if you look at Rashi means the Gemara, it says Kapara, it means from the word cleaning. We translate forgiveness, but the depth of the forgiveness is not I forgive you. No, that's nothing. Ask somebody from Kapara what it means, whatever was done wrong was clean completely. That's what it means. Yaakov Avinu, when he's sending the present, while he's sending the presents to Esav, he says, Ahaprafana, what do you mean? Not a forgiveness. No. Much deeper than forgiveness. It says, clean the relationship completely. Why? That's what Navi says. Yimiyuchad Achim Kashanim, Kashelig Albinu. That Hashem should forgive us. So Hashem should clean it completely, should have no stain on it. That's what the Chachamim say. Ki rachatz Hashem mitzvah batzion. The Kadosh Baruch Hu actually that he does brings the Tamer Dvorah, Moshe Kodovero, the biggest mikubah before the Ari, says, you know what it means. Hashem really actually has to wash the sins. It's not that Hashem waves the sins. As the Mishnah says, the person thinks, says, Hashem should forgive me. No, Hashem does not forgive you. Hashem actually takes the sin and washes the sin. And the sin turns from red into white. That's what Chachamim say. It's called Lefanecha. Lefanecha means not we want Hashem just, you know, to write us. But we want to be clean completely and we should be in front of Hashem. What do you mean? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Le'atid lavo kulam mitrapim. After Mashiach will come, Hashem will heal everybody. From all the curses, from all the difficulties, all the animals, everything, besides the snake. The snake, no. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, Afar tochal kol yemei chayecha. Remember the first Mishnah in Masechet Brachot, the first chapter in Masechet Brachot, the last Mishnah? Kol, ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam haba. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, let me tell you something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told the snake, you should have sand all your life. So, simple explanation, the Gemara says, it means everything that snake eats tastes like sand, like soil. It says, Kol Yemecha, what is it, Kol Yemecha? And you said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the snake, you know, listen, you be on your way, I'm on my way. I don't want to see you no more. The Chachamim said, that's what it means. Hashem told the snake, go eat soil. You don't need for me anything. Every animal. Necholecha yisaberu. Every animal, every creature, looks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for food. The snake, you don't have to look. Hashem gave it to you, but Hashem said, don't bother me, I don't want to see you no more. So, Ben Yonah Shalat Shuvah, listen. Can be a situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, if we may say, forgives the person. Hashem said, you know what? Don't come back to me. I don't want to see you no more. I don't want to see you. Do it on your way. Do what you want. I don't have to do anything with you. Restore the relationship. Zefanecha. So if we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Sefer Chaim, ברכה ושלום, יזכה להיכנס לפניך. You want to be in front of you again. Because actually what the sin does is not the sin. It says, look what happened. The Torah says the first sin that was committed, Adam HaRishon. You know what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu chased Adam HaRishon from Gan Eden. Vayigaresh. Hashem chased him. The Torah says Vayigaresh. It says divorce. He divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Adam HaRishon went outside. He's alive. He's going to live 930 years. But he is not next to Hashem anymore finished. When you not say that's the worst thing in the world. Because the whole purpose, says David HaMelech in Tehillim, Ani Kirbat Elokim Li Tov. You just, Am Kovo Hallelujah. He says, you want to be close to Hashem. You want to be. Our Neshama wants to be next to Hashem. He says, the sins, what they do is not the sin. The sins, says the Navi, says the Gemara, they build like a wall between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then if somebody doesn't do Teshuvah, it's okay. Teshuvah, okay, let's go. Go. Go continue your life. Okay, I'm not going to kill you, but you have nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the person is finished. Come to Gemara, I want to tell you a secret. It's called Shabbat Parashat Shuvah. Says the Gemara, Haftarah, we're going to read Hoshea HaNavi, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Come back. So the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Reuven, אתה פתחת בתשובה. You the one started תשובה? Sounds like. But Reuven did תשובה. But he changed the bed. He took Yaakov's bed from Leah's tent and put it in Bila's tent. חייך, השם said, I swear. בן בלך פותח בתשובה. Your grandson is Hoshea. He is going to say a statement. תשובה ישראל עד השם אלוקיך. Come back to הקדוש ברוך הוא. So Chachamim says, listen, it's very nice to do teshuva. But the Gemara says, Adam HaRishon did teshuva too. The Gemara says, kindly teshuva too. Kindly teshuva. Chachamim said, wait, hold. Listen, teshuva means you go back to Hashem. It's not, I regret. Regret is very nice. But to restore relationship with Hashem, to be next to Hashem, lefanecha, this is a long time, says the Rambam. It's not by me, I am sorry. Sorry means nothing. Sorry maximum means Hashem will not punish you. But that's not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a kind of teshuva. Hashem never took him back. Hashem never took him back. The opposite. Gemara says kind was at the time of the Mabul, hanging, and he died. And Adam HaRishon, Hashem never waved his gezerah. Hashem maximum let him live 930 years, but that's it. But he could not go back to Gan Eden. And the Torah says, Hashem put in front of Gan Eden, Hashem put angels with swords over there. He says, Adam HaRishon, he knew Kabbalah, he would be able to penetrate back inside. So it's a secret. The Torah says, no, Hashem put special angels with swords. I don't want to see you again. And this was the end of his life. Says, nothing happened. So maximum he what? He was alive. But that's not the purpose of life. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be next to Adam HaRishon. Now, by Gosh, Hashem chased him. And then the Gemara said, 930 years, Adam HaRishon did Teshuvah. Now, you don't understand. It was a big mistake, this Teshuvah. Big mistake, that kind of Teshuvah. Teshuvah is not to regret. Teshuvah means I want to be back next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Teshuvah. Reuven, says the Torah, he wanted to save Yosef from the pit. So why you want to save Yosef, tell me? Because I don't want Yosef to be killed. He's my brother. No. Torah says, La Shivo El Aviv. It says, the brothers that wanted to kill Yosef, Torah says, Reuven told them, throw Yosef into the pit. So, simple explanation. I says, so why Reuven wants to save Yosef? Well, a few reasons he wants to save him. The Gemara says, Yosef had a dream that all the brothers are equal. So it means, the Gemara says, Reuven says, aha, I'm equal like my brothers. It means Hashem in Shamayim sent a dream like this to Yosef. It means my sin that I changed the bed from Leah's tent to Bila's tent was forgiven. Otherwise, Yosef would not see me in a dream as a star. Must be Hashem forgave me. That's enough reason to save Yosef. Also, is your brother? Torah says, no, he didn't save him because of this. Torah says, you know why Reuben saved Yosef? Le'ashivo el aviv, to bring him back to his father. That's the main important thing, to come back to the father. That's actually what Yosef tells the brothers after so-called they found the fake cup in Binyamin's bag. So Yosef tells them, Va'atem alu le'shalom el avichem. See, the main thing, go back to your father. It's called teshuva. Remember in Shonen Kain, they made teshuva, he's always sorry. I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't listen to you. I am empty. I'm sorry, I killed Hevel. No, that's not called teshuva. Teshuva means that you want to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After you tell Hashem, I'm sorry, you don't come back to Hashem. You're on the same level. Downstairs, Hashem said, forget about it. Like this snake. Not lefanecha. You can't be in front of Hashem. This was really the power of Reuben. That's what the Gemara says called Shabbat Teshuvah. This Hoshea Navi says, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. This is not Shuvah, do Teshuvah. No. Ad Hashem Elokecha, what you have to do is to go penetrate back to be next to Hashem. Likewise, angels. Angels next to Hashem. We are far away from Hashem. I mean, if the Chut Hashem comes here, but nobody goes upstairs, Eliyahu Navi goes upstairs. To be next to Hashem is Lefanecha. Lefanecha niglu kol talmud. I said, I call it to be in front of Hashem. I said, Chachamim said, yes, Yom Kippur is not forgiveness. Yom Kippur is called cleaning. Achapra panav. He said, so you have to be clean. Why? Because if you want to go back to Hashem, you have to be clean. That's why Hashem forgives you the sins. Because actually Hashem waits for you to come back to Him. Not because Hashem wants to forgive you, to forgive you for the sins. Hashem wants you back there. Lefanecha. And he said, listen, Hashem said, don't eat, don't drink. He said, why? Be like an angel. What do you mean like an angel? I'm not an angel. No. Yom Kippur, Hashem wants you to be close to Him. So, wear white clothing. Some people have this custom, wear white clothing. I said, stand up, don't sit down. I said, well, I'm an angel? You're not an angel. No. You're not really an angel. You just say to yourself, I would like to be like an angel. What do you mean like an angel? I want to be close to Hashem. Because the sins that I committed made me go far away from Hashem. Now, teshuva is not just, Hashem, please, I regret. I am sorry, I'm not close to you. Of course, I have to regret first. That's the purpose. Chachamim said, we do on Yom Kippur, say, we do. I said, confess. Why you confess? Because what? Because you want Hashem to forget about it, forgive? No. Because this is the cleaning process goes this way, that you have to regret, and you have to confess. And let's say you have to go to mikveh. I said, what do you have to go to mikveh? Why have to mikveh? Why was it? What? Mikveh means that you're going to be pure, like an angel, because the angels, when they go downstairs and they come back, the Gemara says they have to go naradinu. They have to go dip themselves inside a hot river in Shemayim. Actually, the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, also after he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, if we may say such a thing, he, so-called, the Gemara said, he dipped himself in fire. Whatever it means. Secret what it means. But that's what it means. It means if you want to be next to Hashem, in front of Hashem, you got to be pure. You got to be pure, so that's why you have to go to mikveh. That's why you cannot eat, that's why you cannot drink. That's why you have to stand up. That's what Chachamim said. You know, Yom Kippur is the second or the first best day of the year. So that's why we got the second Luchot. So what's the celebration? Celebration that we were able, so-called, to go to the original state that we were next to Hashem. Lefanecha. That's why Hashem said to Moshe, go bring me a second tablet. Let me rewrite it. Likewise, the first. What was the first? The first it says, in the first Luchot, it says, Vayotze Moshe Ta'am Lifnei Elokim. Shavuot, you know what Shavuot is? Once Shavuot is Yom Adin, so you know what is Shavuot Yom Adin? Moshe brought us in front of Hashem. We were in front of Hashem. Paskah Zohomatan. We were in front of Hashem. And says that was the whole power of the first tablets. We were on Har Sinai, and Hashem came, and we were in front of Him. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go bring me tablets, I'm going to rewrite on it. The same thing was I'm just not gonna come down to the Gemara because Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Ayin Hara. Because the first Luchot, the Gemara said, we're broken because of Ayin Hara. Because Hashem arrived and appeared in front of us, we were next to Hashem, the goyim gave us ayin hara, and actually that caused the golden calf, and that caused the Moshe Brook Deruchot. From ayin hara. Gemara says. No, let's do it quiet scenery. But it's going to be the same accomplishment. So actually, Hashem already, Rosh Chodesh Elul, true. Hashem already told Moshe Rabbeinu, I forgive them. True. Go downstairs, bring me tablets over here. And he means, Salachti kidvarecha. Hashem is going to forgive us in Kippur. What do you mean, forgive? Hashem forgive. Hashem already on Rosh Chodesh Elul said, he forgives us. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, bring me the tablets. No. But lefanecha, to be in front of Hashem, lefanecha, in front of Hashem, that was done on Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara says, oh, in Tevin Israel, Yom Kippur, to have Yom Kippur, say, what's so great about Yom Kippur? Slicha mechla kapara. What does that mean, Samar Gavra? What does it mean? Let's give us tablets. What does it mean? What's the depth of it? The depth of it means that Hashem kapara. Kapara means cleaning. Hashem finished the cleaning process. And gave Moshe Rabbeinu the new tablets. He said, you know what it is right now? Now you're in front of Hashem. You're back to the state in front of Hashem. Doesn't mean that Hashem really forgot about everything. Right now, you're in a cleaning process, and you're in front of me. Now, it's going to be another episode, so we lost it again. But Hashem gave us a chance to be in front of Him again. This was the happiness of Yom Kippur. That's what Chachamim say. That's what Yom Kippur is so great. That Hashem gives a person a chance to be a person. Not automatically. Not automatically. You have to be up to what you promised to Hashem to do Teshuvah. Then you need cleaning process. Then Hashem says, okay, come. You're in front of me. Chachamim say, Zechel Yitzat Mitzrayim. What is Zechel Yitzat Mitzrayim? What happened in Mitzrayim? So think about everything that happened in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, Am Yisrael went down to gate number 49 of Tuma, Avodah Zarah. Okay? Moshe Rabbeinu says the Gemara comes down to Egypt, and people have Avodah Zarah in their houses, actually the statues. They go to the parades, they go to the circuses, the Gemara. Comes Hashem and told Moshe, listen, I heard the screaming. You know what? Forget about it now. I'm getting punish the Egyptians, maybe they get some emunah, and then go tell them like this, Mishchu ukhu lachem tzon mishpechotechem v'shachatu ha-pasach. So the Gemara Moshe came to them and told them, listen, Hashem said, do me a favor, get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Listen, what does it mean? Still have Avodah Zarah in the houses. Moshe tells them, listen, just do teshuva. Mishchu idechem Avodah Zarah. Then immediately you're going to come out Korban Pesach. The process was sped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu instantly. Just say you don't want Avodah Zarah. Mishchu kulachem. That is what it is. Then you can go out of Egypt. And then Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I want to tell you something. Go tell Am Yisrael that you saw what happened. You see. So before our Sinai, Hashem tells Moshe to go to them and say, you saw what I did to the Egyptians? Va'avi etchem elai. Ve'veti etchem el aretz. It says the goal is not coming out of Egypt. It's to get next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole purpose of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, coming out of Egypt, is not to be safe from the Egyptians. Not be safe from them. It's to reach to be in front of Hashem. Actually, that's what Mordechai and Shekhs HaTorah put in the Siddur, Zecher Yitzat Mitzrayim. Your people come, he says, what is this? He says, remember Egypt. But what happened in Egypt? Hashem saved me. No, Hashem did not save you from Egypt. Hashem told you, do teshuvah, an instant teshuvah, forget about Avodah Zarah, and then you come to me. Vavi etchem elai. So in one day, the day before they did Avodah Zarah, the next day they did Korban Pesach, and Hashem took us to Eretz Israel and said to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you say, that's what the whole purpose of Yom Kippur. A person should reach on Yom Kippur that level that he wants to be next to Hashem. So of course, you have to do Teshuvah. Because if you don't Teshuvah, you're dirty. You're red. And you say, that's the whole purpose. Hashem doesn't care that the person does Teshuvah and not Teshuvah. Hashem cares you should come back to Him. Likewise, Reuben, I said, because Reuben understood it. I said, I'm not going to let the brothers kill Yosef, not because kill Yosef, because I have to bring Yosef to my father. Hamim say that this is the whole secret why Yom Kippur is such a happy day. Yom Kippur is such a happy day. It's not because Hashem forgives you, not because Hashem gave us a new tablet. This is because Hashem actually gave us a chance to say that we're sorry to come back to Him. That's what Chachamim say, that the day after Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch, a person should get up earlier. And says, the Satan comes to Hashem and says, look, yesterday was Yom Kippur, the next day, you're sleeping. How come you don't come to the Knesset? He says, what's the big deal? So, the sleeping. They fasted yesterday, and they're tired from the fast, so what's the idea? He says, no, Yom Kippur is a statement, I want to be close to you. How could you afford the day after Yom Kippur to overstep? Oh, yeah, I overstep. He said you want to be next to Hashem. So there's no excuse now. The Shulchan Aruch, the day after Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch also, immediately Yom Kippur is over, start your Sukkah. Start your Sukkah. The Shulchan Aruch, immediately, what's Yom Kippur, it doesn't matter. If the Sukkah is finished before Yom Kippur, it should be immediately after Yom Kippur, something, a mitzvah immediately. I said, what's the rush? Baruch Hashem, I fasted, I did teshuva. Okay, let me rest. Sit down and rest. What do you mean I start the Sukkah now? What's the rush? I understand. Yes, it's good to do mitzvot. But tomorrow I do the mitzvot. So Shulchan Aruch, the next day I have to finish the Sukkah. You can't leave the Sukkah for the last moment. The Motzei Yom Kippur, says the Shulchan Aruch, start immediately the Sukkah. You got me Vilna, Motzei Yom Kippur, sit down right away on the chair, finish the Gemara Sukkah. Maybe if I told you this. It's a true story. I was in Europe, I don't remember which city it was. I prepared for Yom Kippur, and ready to start Yom Kippur, somebody came, with a little in his head, I don't know who it is, he wants to be the Chazan. So the Gabbai runs over to him, so the Rabbi said, wait. Don't embarrass the guy. He says, well, there's a Chazan over here waiting, this guy just came to the Knesset. A true story, not a joke or something, not mashal. I said, leave him alone. Let him do Arvit. He wants to do Arvit. He shook his head. He says, I'm going to do Arvit. That's Arvit. So after Arvit, the Rabbi said to the Chazan, to the Gabbai, okay, tomorrow it's not going to be here. Forget about it. We don't know who it is. It looks very, very strange. He has the talit over his head. So they go home. In the morning they come, he's on the same spot, the guy. He didn't go to sleep. It was the same spot the whole night. He's doing now Baruch Shama. The Gabbai goes to the Rabbi and says, listen, we have a Chazan over here. We don't know what the guy is. I mean, he knows how to pray, okay? Big deal. Who knows what it is? What kind of chutzpah is this? So the Rabbi says, okay, let him do Shacharit. Probably falling off his feet. It was up the whole night. So after Shacharit, he goes to Musaf. And after Musaf, he goes to Mincha. After Mincha, the Rabbi said, no. The Rabbi, look what's going on. So the Rabbi said, what are we going to do? Fight in Yom Kippur here. Leave him alone already. So it does need a lot to. And he does Arvit. And then the rabbi sees, I say, the guy looks like an angel already. He says, it's 24 hours on his feet. So he asked the guy, you don't hear Abdallah for me? You mean Abdallah? I said, of course, I need Abdallah. Look, I'm falling apart. What do you mean I want Abdallah? I'm dying. So I said, okay, let's do Abdallah. Wine in the shoe, let's do Abdallah. So we get the wine and some cake. I said, the guy says, Abdallah. And after Abdallah, he falls on a chair, and he said, I'm dying. So he said, who asked you to be the Chazan? What do you mean? He said, give him a piece of cake. He said, no, what cake? Give him a Masechet Sukkah. His name was Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mevorodichev. It's a true story. It's not a joke. You got me being that the minute Yom Kippur finished, took Gemara Sukkah. That's a Shulchan Aruch. I said, what's behind it? What's really behind it? Behind it, if you want to be close to Hashem, that's Sukkah. Sukkah is really the secret of the Sukkah. Is in Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Moshe Aaron said, David, they come to visit you in the Sukkah. As Sukkah is called Sukkat Shalom, Sukkat Hashem. Sukkah is the medical value is 91, that's to Hashem's name. And Hashem is in the Sukkah. So, what did you say in Yom Kippur? That you want to be next like an angel. What is like an angel? Angel means you want to be next to Hashem. It's not like an angel. You're not an angel. You're a person. But as the Adam Rishon was created, it means he should be close to Hashem. I said, like Eliyahu Nabi, I want to be next to Hashem. I said, yeah, I want to be Hashem. Let's see after Yom Kippur. What do you do after Yom Kippur? I'm resting. You don't want to be next to Hashem. Angel doesn't go on vacation. Angel doesn't rest. Immediately, Yom Kippur is over. Immediately, start the sukkah. Then the next day, you have to finish the sukkah. If the sukkah is done, take the Gemara Mishnah of sukkah, learn sukkah. The whole Masechet Gemara finish the next and the night after Yom Kippur. As the Rebbe Vadishev said, I'm dying. What are you dying? I said, I'm dying because I'm not next to Hashem, I'm next to Hashem. It was a sukkah. That's what Chachamim say. That's where Hashem gave us those three holidays on Tishrei. And this is a process to be next to Hashem. And it comes Shmini Atzeret. That really, says the Zohar, that's the biggest holiday. That the person can feel that he's very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can feel on Shmini Atzeret. Because that's the goal in Olam Haba, be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen.